Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
There's Ray Krause. He's got to be the craziest salesman on the lot. Today he asked a customer whether she wanted the high-priced smog device or the low-priced. And the customer says, what's the difference? And Ray says, with the high price, we throw in the motor.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I know.
When I start laughing, I become helpless.
What do you say we go over to my place, put on a Steve Martin record?
You never stop me.
You think I'm funny? Wait till you hear this guy.
Larry, this has been the worst day of my whole life.
What did I tell you? He's got a million of them. Francis, this is my friend Jack.
Oh, hi, Jack.
I started out this morning when I thought I was going to flunk out of cooking school.
What's funny about that?
Nothing.
What happened?
The teacher got sick after he ate my final exam.
Come on, forget
and
it.
And then somebody ripped off my locker, and those copper measuring cups were stolen. And Lisa. Do you remember Lisa?
Lisa.
Lisa. Hmm? Oh, that Lisa. Yeah, she broke off our date for tonight.
Wow, come on. It's not the end of the world.
I tell you, Larry, things have not been going terrifically. In fact, they've been pretty lousy.
Hey, come on, cut it out. You're making me feel sad now. No sense in having two gloomy people.
Make that three. Larry, why don't you give me a call later?
Sure.
I'll see you, honey. Oh, goodbye to you too, sunshine.
A minute ago, she was laughing and enjoying herself.
Was it that long ago?
Isn't that your boss's wife?
Oh, hi, Larry.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Layden. You remember Jack? He cooked for my party.
Of course. Jack, the last time I saw you, you really had your hands full.
See, she remembers Lisa.
My husband and I were hoping that you'd reconsider our offer.
Offer?
How about it?
Oh, I'm afraid the answer's still no, Mrs. Layden.
No?
What a pity. It's my husband's birthday.
Really? It's your husband's birthday today?
And it would be such a lovely surprise if you could start tonight.
Oh, I'm afraid not. Sorry.
Start tonight?
Well, the offer still stands, and if you should ever change your mind, you know how to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Bye, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Larry.
And bye, Mrs. Layden. And say happy birthday to your husband. Oh, the present with no name on it's from me.
What's that?
Well, your boss wants me to move in and cook for them.
What for?
Free room and board.
No kidding.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to cook every night because they eat out a lot. They got this big house, Larry. I could have my own room with a, you know, separate entrance, complete privacy.
Sounds like a great deal. Why don't you take it?
Well, because I like where I live now, you know. Mm. It's beautifully furnished.
It's don't kid me. You're just thinking of Janet and Chrissy.
As I said, it's beautifully furnished.
Yeah, it's quite a setup you got there.
No, Larry, come on now. It's a beautiful, friendly, convenient living arrangement.
So's a harem.
Oh, there's no sense in talking to
come
you,
on, Jack.
Hey, hey. Oh, that's right. It's spilled wine all over my cookbooks.
Doesn't red wine go with everything?
Thanks, this really makes my day.
I'll get it.
What?
I'll get it.
What?
I said, Chrissy, why don't you get the door first?
That's a good idea.
Don't you ask who it is before you open the door?
Okay, who are you?
Well, it's too late now. I could be an intruder. Maybe dangerous.
Chrissy, who is it?
Another one. Don't you girls know that you could be in big trouble? Now, close the door. We'll try it again.
Oh, no, we're not closing the door until you tell us who you are.
I'm Alvin Morell.
Okay. Who is it?
I'm a salesman.
You did it again.
You said you were a salesman.
Would a dangerous intruder tell you he was a dangerous intruder?
He would if he were honest.
May I come in?
Sure, come on in.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Okay.
I'm Alvin Morell from USA.
USA what?
See, that's a company. USA. The Ultimate Security Association. I'd like to demonstrate some of our burglar alarm systems.
Oh, well, we didn't ask your company to send over a salesman.
You know, there have been a lot of robberies in this neighborhood. Break-ins.
Yeah?
Picture this.
Okay.
It's very late at night, see? The two of you have just gone to bed. Suddenly, you hear...
I'll get it. There isn't anybody at the door. There is two.
Am I interrupting something?
Oh, no, Jack, here. Here, this is Mr. Morell. He sells burglar alarms.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you for dropping by.
Jack, wait a minute. Come here. Listen. A lot of people come home at night and find their homes have been broken into, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe they have something worth taking. You ever think of that?
Well, I have a lot of things worth taking.
Yeah, but whenever you leave, they go with you. Thank you very much, Mr. Bull. We can't afford any burglar alarms.
Can you afford $5?
For what?
I have a sign here. Beware of vicious dog.
Oh, that's great. We can put it right under the sign that says no pets allowed. We'll call you. Thank you very much.
Perhaps I can introduce
you. Thank you. We have your card. We'll read it several times over the next few days.
Boy, you're in a terrific mood.
What makes you say that?
Oh, well, the way you snapped at that Mr. Morell there.
I didn't snap at anybody, Janet.
Oh, well, I'm glad you cleared that up.
You don't have to get sarcastic.
Excuse me, Jack, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I mean...
And you don't have to be condescending either.
Let's just change the subject, okay?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice day, Jack?
Sometimes you say things that drive me absolutely crazy.
Hey, wait a minute, Jack. I mean, just because you're in a bad mood, that is no reason to be rude to Chrissy.
Oh, wait a minute. I was just being honest. I wasn't being rude to Chrissy.
Jack, I just heard you be rude to her.
Hey,
you know what
Jack.
I think? Chrissy, stay out of this.
No, wait Jack. A second. Chrissy has the freedom to speak in her own apartment, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Chrissy. Say what's on your mind.
Well, I think the reason you've been mean and rotten to...
Stay out of this, Chrissy.
Look, don't talk to her that way, okay? I mean, can't you be just a little more considerate?
And who do I learn that from? You, Miss Consideration?
What is that supposed to mean?
What is that supposed to mean?
Jack! When have I not been considerate?
Lots of times.
Name one.
Okay, uh-huh. I'm gonna name one. Your pantyhose.
That's two.
What's wrong with my pantyhose?
Well, quite frankly, I don't like the way they hang.
Beg your pardon?
I mean on the shower rod. You know what it's like to go to the bathroom with someone's drippy, droopy nylons waving behind you?
Well, it couldn't be any worse, Jack, than going to the bathroom with the seat up.
Well, excuse moi. Oh. I suppose you want me to apologize now for being a man, huh?
No, just for being absent-minded.
That's not funny, Chrissy.
Jack, come on, don't yell at her.
I wasn't yelling at anybody.
Oh, look at you. You don't call this yelling.
Hold it, hold it. You want to see some...
You're acting like children. Now cut it out.
What?
I'll go start dinner.
Hey, Jack, look, just forget about dinner.
Oh, wait a second. Just because you're mad at me, you don't have to take it out on my cooking.
I'm not mad at you.
Oh, so you just don't like my cooking, eh?
Jack, no, I just meant maybe you're not in the mood.
A lot of people think I'm a great cook. You know, I could be cooking for some people right now.
All right, go make dinner.
Don't!
tell me what to do.
All right, don't make dinner.
Oh, it is my cooking, huh? The next thing you'll be telling me is that I'm not good enough to cook for a dog.
Oh, don't be silly, Jack. Of course you're good enough to cook for a dog.
Oh, this is super. Now you've got Einstein here on your side.
Come on, honestly.
Forget it. I don't have to hang around here and be insulted.
Jack, you're being crazy. You're making a whole big deal out of
nothing. Oh, I'm so happy. This is great. She thinks I'm inconsiderate. You think I'm crazy. You want to know what I think?
No, absolutely not, because you're not thinking.
Oh, that's fine. Well, then I won't tell you what
Jack,
I think.
We'll
I won't
just
tell
sit down
you anything,
and we'll talk
okay?
about this.
I'm getting out of here. Hey, you can find yourself another roommate, okay?
Yeah.
I'll send for my things. Bye.
Does that mean he's not going to cook dinner? Janet, I'm back.
Oh, good, Bridget. Listen, I was getting really worried about you. Where have you been?
I went for a walk to think things over about Jack.
Where'd you walk to?
Bottom of the stairs. And I got so busy thinking, I forgot to keep walking.
What?
Thinking's not easy, Janet. It takes a lot of thought.
Yes, well, Chrissy, after all that thinking, what did you get?
I got hungry.
Great, because I just made dinner.
I'm not that hungry.
Chrissy, we have to get used to the idea that Jack doesn't live here anymore, you know. And since you and I can't afford to go out to eat, we got to make the best of it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What is it?
I was hoping you'd know.
Oh, gee, I don't know why I tried.
I'm sure gonna miss him.
Oh, come on, Chrissy. Jack was always fooling around. He was conceited and arrogant and girl crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure gonna miss him.
Me too.
Remember when he used to come home after school and he'd run in the house and he'd squeeze us and hug us and give us a big kiss and nibble on our ears?
No.
Me neither.
Well, Jack was kind of fun to have around.
It's sometimes. Yeah, I haven't laughed for days since he left.
He's only been gone for 2 hours.
See how time drags without him? I wonder where he is.
There's a little more sauce for you, sir.
Hey, quite a birthday dinner.
Well, I hope you like it, Mr. Layton.
Are you kidding? This is some terrific chicken.
It's Coco Van.
Yeah? It tastes like chicken.
Well, I didn't have too much time to prepare. I hope it's not too spicy.
Well, it can't get too spicy for me.
Well, bon appetit.
Oh, you're so French.
Oh, well, you know. Oui, 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 oui.
Mmm.
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 Huh?
She eats good, don't she? Hey, I'm a meat and potatoes man, but Mrs. Layton here, she likes to experiment.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very nice.
I never saw nobody eat like that and look so slim. Makes you wonder how she works it off.
Oh, well, I guess some people just burn it up naturally.
Yeah. Just great. I admire someone who can do a good job. Now, you take me, for example. I'm down at the lot the other day, and this bozo comes in, and he asks me if I've got a late model sedan, good fuel economy, mint condition for under $500. You know what I said to him? Did I say something funny?
No, sir, it was me. Oh,
wouldn't you know? It always happens whenever I'm feeding my face. I'll be right back.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
No, that's okay. I'll be right back.
More potatoes, Mrs.
No, thank you.
Hot roll? No, you wouldn't want that. Mrs. Layton.
Jack, Alice.
Oh, Mrs. Alice, the man is in the
There's
other...
nothing to be nervous about.
Oh, there isn't?
Of course not.
Dan!
Ah!
Oh, you don't have to get up. I suppose everything's gotten cold.
Not everything.
Well, I can't finish it anyway. I've got to go down to the lot. Be back in an hour or so.
An hour?
Something wrong?
No, it just, by then everything might get too hot. No, that's a little joke.
He said something funny. How about that, honey? We got ourselves a funny cook here. Tell her a few jokes, Jack.
Mr. Well, it seems that there are these two Irishmen walking down the street, and one guy had a dead parrot on his... You probably heard this. It's not that...
Well, let's go in where it's more comfortable.
Well, you know, I'm rather comfortable here. Thank you.
Well, wouldn't you rather come to this side of the table?
Oh, no. This side's more comfortable. Oh, gee. This side's more clumsy. I'm going to clean that up.
Jack, are you going to make me come after you?
No, Mrs. Layton. No, Mrs. Layton. No. I don't think it's a good idea to run right after you've eaten.
Well, what is a good idea to do right after you've eaten?
Perhaps you could try a cold shower. No, Mrs. Layton. I'm not that kind of guy. Mrs. Layton. Here.
Heyo, buddy. Oh, Larry, I'm glad I found you. Larry, you will never believe in a million years what happened to me.
My boss's old lady hit on you.
Your boss's old lady, too?
She hits on everyone.
Well, thanks a lot, Larry. Why don't you tell me?
Well, what for? I figured you'd find out anyway. Come on, I'll buy you a beer.
I don't need a beer. I need a place to stay.
Well, go back to the apartment.
No, I can't go back there. Not after what I did. I'm such a jerk, such an idiot, such a stupid fool.
Jack, don't let the truth stand in your way. Go back to the girls.
I'm telling you, I can't go back.
Forget your pride.
It's not pride. I forgot my key.
So knock on the door.
I don't want to wake them up in the middle of the night to apologize. I'll wait till morning.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Well, I thought I could stay at your place.
Oh, no. Not tonight, Jack. No, you can't.
Why not? I thought we were friends.
Yes, we are, but you can't stay with me tonight.
Why not? Give me one good reason.
I'm ready, Larry.
I'll accept that.
You asleep, Janet?
Not anymore.
What's the matter, Chrissy? What is it?
I can't sleep. I keep tossing and turning and tossing and turning.
Have you any idea why?
I think it's because I can't sleep.
You any idea why you can't sleep, Chrissy?
I think it was that salesman today, all that talk about burglars and intruders.
That guy was just playing on our fears so that he could make a sale, okay? But I'll tell you something, he gave me a good idea. You know that window out in the living room that won't lock?
Jennifer, I'm trying not to think about it.
Oh, it's okay. I built a booby trap for it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, see, now you can just close your eyes, put your head on your pillow, and go to sleep.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, honey. Chrissy, what? Did you hear something?
Yes.
What was it?
I heard you say Chrissy.
Thank you.
caught you red-handed.
Wait a second, officer.
I saw you sneaking up here.
Yeah, but I live here.
Don't hold it, punk. Does he live here?
Huh. Well...
I want the truth.
No.
All right, you come on.
No, he used to live here.
Uh-huh, so you knew the whole layout in advance, huh?
Well, yes, officer, but just...
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, we'll... Shut up, punk.
Don't talk to him like that.
I was just making him aware of his rights.
Well, shut up, punk, one of his rights.
Hey, listen! I don't think you people know how serious this is.
Oh, but I do, officer. You see, I did something really stupid to these girls today.
Oh, Jack, come on. Now, don't say another word.
No, I did something that I'll be ashamed of for the rest of my life.
Don't blame yourself, Jack.
I'll never be able to hold my head up again.
Jack, honey, it's not that important.
I regret
really.
Everything, and I'll tell you, I apologize for everything.
Oh, it's okay.
And, Janet, mm-hmm. I'll never ask you to take down your pantyhose again.
Jack, never mind about that. We're just so glad you're back.
I had a terrible night.
Oh, so did I. I couldn't sleep without you. Yeah, Jack, neither could I.
Hold the phone. You were living here with these girls?
Well, yeah, officer. And the reason I was breaking in...
Who cares why you broke in? Why did you break out?
You see, I moved into a new place, and the lady of the house made a pass at me.
Poor baby. You really have your troubles, don't you?
You don't understand. I can explain.
Forget it. I'm getting out of here. You give me a bunch of self-respecting crooks any day. With crooks, you know where you stand. Innocent people are nothing but trouble.
Tell you how lousy I felt.
Oh, Jack, so did we. You really gave us a scare.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to break in the window like that, but I just...
No, she doesn't mean about the window. She means that we thought we'd lost you. Forever.
Chrissy, how could you think... How could I...
Well,
Chrissy, sometimes you come up with the craziest ideas.
Well, I just want us to stay together forever.
And sometimes you make a lot of sense. Come here.
Oh, Jack.
Hey, Chrissy.
Yeah?
You think that Jack came back just because that woman made a pass at him?
I don't know.
Let's go find out.
Yeah?
Come on.
Could you come out for a minute?
What's up?
Jack, was the only reason that you came back because that lady made a pass at you?
Oh, no, Chrissy. It was much worse than that.
It was worse? What did she do? Did she take her clothes off?
Much, much worse.
Oh, Jack, for heaven's sakes, what did she do that was so terrible?
She hung her pantyhose on the shower rod.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.